you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. It's time for the biggest party of the summer at the Thunderdome. You'll never see it coming. SummerSlam 2020. Isn't that the tagline?
Yeah, isn't that a bit telling?
You'll never see it coming. Like there's a live sex show happening?
Well, no. That's Orton's thing about the RKO. I think that's kind of a spoiler, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, before we get too deep into this, let's do explain confidence points real quick. So there's 8 official confirmed matches as of Wednesday about 12:30. The match you're most confident in, you give 8 points. Mm-hmm. The match you're least confident in, you get 1 point, and so on and so forth down the line. At the end of the day, you add up all the matches you got correct. Whoever had most points, they win predictions. So, of course, Steve is the current champion. Big Red's there behind him.
Oh, man. Are we still doing?
Yeah. Are we still doing the punishment we talked about before?
What is that punishment again?
If I lose, I got to do a Hogan, NWO Hollywood Hogan mustache where I dye this blonde. But if you lose, you got to do the Seth streak of blonde hair.
You're going to bleach your mustache, your Fu Manchu area.
Yeah. Blonde. For a week.
Well, hold on a second. What? Are you aware? Like, I know that your wife is quite skilled in dyeing her hair and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
As is mine. But, so, you know, if you bleach it, I mean, does that only last a
week?
No,
because I'll do it a week and then I'll trim my beard and it'll mostly be gone.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then what do I have to do? I have to do a Seth Rollins blonde streak?
The streak of blonde hair.
Holy shit. Okay.
I get the worst end of that deal, man.
Do you really, though?
I got to look like Hogan for a week, man. Come on.
You won't actually look like Hogan, though. You're not leathery orange. You won't actually look like Hulk Hogan. You'll look weird. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Hey, as long as we agree that the process is filmed.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right.
Definitely.
Yeah, get something out of this.
Now, here's another thing, too, is are we going to do cumulative? Because there's more than one show this weekend. It's TakeOver and their SummerSlam. Are we doing cumulative?
No, we're just doing SummerSlam. Just SummerSlam. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's out of the way. Oh, man. WWE's done a hell of a job of making this card pretty unpredictable. There's really only one match I feel good about.
Yeah, me too.
So it's entirely possible that I could have a Hogan mustache all next week.
Really yeah. Dude, I'm hold on a second. I'm still sort of like, oh wow, okay. Oh geez. All right, man. I think I'm ready.
All right, let's get right into this. First match I got here. Bayley said she wanted to take on Asuka first, so maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't. I'm assuming it will. So that's our first match here, Steve. Who do you got?
I've got Asuka. I think there's no real story. If Bayley just sort of beats Asuka, because if Bayley beats Asuka, it's gonna be like a long match, and like Asuka will already have that strike against her, and it's like she has to go in, and Sasha's got to be terrified. Asuka will have taken that title. I've got Asuka with 7 confidence points here.
All right, I have Asuka with 6. Regardless if it ends up being Bayley facing Asuka first, or they, you know, just like not do what they said they were going to do on TV. If Sasha has a first match, doesn't matter who Asuka's facing first, she's going to win that first match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just based on the fact that Bayley said it, she'd be first, I'm assuming that's going to be the case. Next, Dominic Mysterio taking on Seth Rollins. The story of this really should be Dominic winning.
Yeah.
Maybe with Rey's assistance.
Yeah.
That should be the story, but at the same time, this is Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So I wonder kind of as well if they're going to have Seth just barely eke out a win against Dominic, come back around to another Rey-Seth match, and Rey is the one who gets the win with Dominic's help at maybe even at Payback. So I'm going to say Seth has picked up the win. I have way too many confidence points on this just because there's so many that are up in the air. I have 4 confidence points on Seth Rollins.
Okay, that's good. I've got 2 confidence points on Dominic. I think that with Ray being in his corner,
this being
a street fight, Dominic had 30 lashes. He had 30 lashes, and Ray Mysterio had his eye taken out. This would be the stupidest storytelling ever if Seth Rollins won this one. That being said, it's Seth Rollins versus Dominic. I got 2 confidence points, but I've got it on Dominic.
In my mind, a lot of this depends on how good of a negotiator Rey Mysterio is. Did he get his raise? Plus, did he get a huge win for Dominic, you know?
Well, he might not have gotten a raise, but in return, Dominic's going to beat Seth Rollins. Again, only 2 confidence points. Dominic also has some like really fancy ring gear being made for him.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, too.
I mean, it's a huge win for Dom if he picks up his first victory over Seth Rollins. You know, that's why I kind of feel like Seth has to win this at first.
Okay. Well, I got Dominic with 2.
I don't feel great about it. I mean, if I could, I'd give this 1 confidence point, but I can't.
I mean, they could go the other way. Like, Dominic could win, and then Seth could get some sort of redemption at Payback. I don't know.
Next, Apollo Crews versus MVP for the U.S. title. Who you got, Steve?
Even this one. I'm not entirely here. I actually have to switch this here. I'm actually more confident in this. That looks better to me. I've got Apollo Crews winning here. Wow. With 4 confidence points.
And why is that?
Because it's MVP, and I just don't really think that he's gonna win. that's not a very good answer. But like, what happened at the end? What happened at the end of Raw? I'm trying to think of the go home out here.
Apollo lost that, essentially, a 2-on-1 handicap match. He lost that.
He got
after beating Shelton Benjamin to start the show.
Yeah, he got Lashley and Shelton Benjamin banned ringside, which you would think would benefit him. It probably won't. MVP's going to find a way to win.
Well, it's also Cedric Alexander. So Cedric wasn't chosen Cedric by Apollo to be a part of his team in that 6-man tag match. MVP tried to recruit him again. There is a chance that we see a heel turn. In fact, I'm going MVP. I got 3 confidence points.
All right.
Like, where does the story go? Where does the story go if MVP loses?
I'll do this.
It doesn't go anywhere.
I'm going to shuffle things around really quickly. This is a ever-evolving beast. I'm going to keep Apollo there, but I'm only going to give him 2 confidence points, and Dominic is going up to 4 confidence points.
Wow.
Because you made a good point. You made a good point here.
Shocking.
But that's an even bigger swing on Seth versus Dominic.
Man, that's going to suck when I lose that and have to have a Hogan mustache. That's going to be really lousy. What was I thinking? That was my idea, too.
It was totally your idea.
What was I even thinking? I'm about to find a way to back out of that one. Next, Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza for the Raw Tag Team titles. I feel pretty decent about this one. Andrade and Angel Garza, they seem kind of like a mess as a team. Street Profits, they're not. They're together. They're unified. I got Street Profits winning 6 confidence points.
Dude, that's a terrible idea. I honestly think that everything. Here's the thing. Again, I sound really confident. I only have 1 confidence point here. But Street Profits are they're new as a team, but like they just had a lot of wins. They exposed Zelina Vega. He got a roll-up win over Andrade. What did Angel Garza do? I don't even know what Angel Garza did.
He beat one of the Viking Raiders guys. He beat Hansen.
So that's showing us that he can win. I don't know, man. I've got Andrade and Angel Garza here, but it's only with 1 confidence point.
I mean, honestly, dude, if I could, I'd give this like 2 confidence points. I can't. I can't.
Oh, wow.
I feel less confident about other matches.
I think you got to take a leap. I feel a little more confident in those big matches. Next up, this is a gimme. Total gimme. Yeah. Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville. Hair versus hair. Mandy Rose has already had her hair cut. Sonya Deville has like humiliated her, beat the shit out of her, all this stuff. Even though some people said, hey, do you think that with what happened with Mandy Rose over the weekend, with Sonya Deville over the weekend, they'd give her this win? Here's the thing. It happened to both of them because Mandy Rose was with her when that incident went down. So they were both in a bad spot. The storyline says Sonya Deville has to lose here. I have Mandy Rose with 8 confidence points.
Same.
She's already had her hair cut. She ain't going to cut it again.
Exactly right. I'm with you 100%. Mandy with 8. I changed my mind. Profits with 2. I changed it. 3 profits, 2 confidence points in the previous match. I thought about it. You made a good point. 3 profits, 2.
It's an ever-evolving...
These aren't locked down till we hit publish on this video. That's when things are locked
That
down.
Is correct. That
if
is
I want
correct.
To, I can go and overdub new confidence points if yeah. I really wanted to.
Yeah.
Mandy with 8. Total agreement. Next, for the Universal Championship, Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt.
Dude, I've got. I think that the introduction of Alexa Bliss is how they get Bray that title back. That's what I think happens here. I think that Braun said everybody gets changed, even you, Alexa mm-hmm. Bliss. I think we've seen she is Braun's weakness, even though he totally threw her this week with her in the Fiend's corner. The Fiend is probably going to threaten her in front of Braun. That's going to mess with Braun. It's all a big ruse. Braun loses because of that. Bray gets time.
How many confidence points you got?
5.
Same here. I got 5 with Bray. What has Bray's goal been from the outset of this whole thing? He wants Braun to be the monster again. He yep. wants him to fulfill that destiny. Braun's there. Bray's already won in one respect. Uh-huh. All that Bray has to do now is exploit that. For his own benefit, he gets the title. Bray totally wins this match.
It actually doesn't even make, yeah, storyline-wise, it doesn't make a lot of sense for Braun to win this at all.
No.
So, yeah, things are set correct again after the Goldberg debacle. Bray yeah. has that title back. But, hey, I like what they've done with Braun in this. Actually, Braun is close to being back to where I, as a fan, would like him to be.
Yeah, he just needs to start destroying stuff again. Maybe now that they're at Amway Center, he can do that. Next, for the Raw Women's title, Sasha Banks versus Asuka. I feel pretty good about picking Asuka here. However, someone in chat said a couple days ago, what if after Bayley loses to Asuka, Sasha says, how about we make this title for title?
Wow. Yeah.
And then if they have Sasha win that match and have both those belts, that really advances the story with Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that gave me some pause, putting a high amount of confidence points on Asuka. Granted, they haven't teased that. They haven't announced anything to that effect. But that's a possibility they could throw that wrinkle in their day of. So I'm going with Asuka still. I'm only going one confidence point, though.
Wow. Wow.
I feel like they could throw a wrinkle in there. Wow. And it's not as, even if Sasha ends up winning somehow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That advances the story with Bayley. Asuka still walks out with a title, so mm-hmm. it's not like it's a bad look for Asuka. Mm-hmm. So I'll go Asuka with 1.
I have got, so I'm changing things up a little bit. If you can please adjust my Bray Wyatt up to 6.
Okay.
And now Asuka's winning with 5 confidence points.
Wow.
I've got a lot of confidence on Asuka winning this. I probably shouldn't, but I do.
All right. And finally, what I'm guessing is going to be the main event. Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre versus Randall Keith Orton mm-hmm. For the WWE Championship. Who do you got, Steve?
I have Randy Orton with 3 confidence points. This started out as 1 confidence point, and it has slowly moved its way up to 3 confidence points. There is payback the following week, so that's a possibility that Drew could take the title back off him at that point.
It's all the matches of payback and rematches of SummerSlam bouts.
Yes. No. No. I honestly don't even think that's... I think Randy Orton is going to take this thing. He's going to maybe have it for a spell. Dude, if he loses this, come on. What is Randy Orton going to do? Like, he has to have this title. That's the entirety of his story. He's this horrific, menacing villain. He's got to have that title, and Drew's got to chase him back again for it.
Exactly. I got Orton with 6. It was originally at like 2, and I thought about it some more. I'm like, all right, I feel pretty good about this. The introduction to Shawn Michaels in the story, there's always a possibility that he tries to insert himself in the finish of that match, ends up costing Drew the belt.
Yeah.
And here's another thing to consider. If they want to, not that they need any additional motivation for Randy versus Edge at Mania next year, uh-huh. but if they really want to hype that up, say at Survivor Series or the Rumble, we get Drew versus Orton, the rematch. Edge comes out. He's clear enough to interfere to help Drew get that belt back, or mm-hmm. at least distract Randy enough. Mm-hmm. That pushes that story, gets the belt back on Drew on a potentially pretty huge platform And maybe there'll be limited fans even by then. Who knows? Until then, Orton's been doing great work. If they really want him, really want to solidify him as top heel on Raw, he's got to find a way to win this belt here at SummerSlam. I got Orton going over 6 confidence points.
So the ever evolving thing, Asuka now has 3 confidence points against Sasha Banks. Randy Orton's up to 5 confidence points.
Like, you're just doing this because I said put 6 on it.
Well, there is an element of dullard's chess here, Larson. As you pointed out before cameras were rolling, we're actually not very good at predictions.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm going back and reviewing some of our previous predictions. And we actually differ on 3 matches in terms of the outcome, the winner. So that's something else. Usually it's 1 or 2.
So we differ on Andrade, Angel Garza, and the Street Profits, Apollo Crews, and Dominic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Gosh, I'm going to have to bleach this mustache. That's going to suck.
I don't know, man. All this changing I just did, I might have just screwed myself.
Yeah, you never know. There's really 2 matches that haven't been officially announced, but that seem highly likely.
Yeah.
Lucha House Party versus Cesaro and Nakamura for the SmackDown tag titles, and then Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles for your Continental title. The second match has been announced for SmackDown this week. I would be shocked if there's a clean finish there. Mm-hmm. And if there is, there'll be a rematch at SummerSlam.
I wonder if the prestige of being the main event for the first Thunderdome show might preclude that from them having an actual SummerSlam match, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I think we're going to wait until these matches are officially announced, and then when we kick off our reaction stream on Sunday, we'll pick our winners for those.
If we have a difference of opinion, then it's just, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so there we go. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We appreciate it. Yeah. And then, and we'll see you on Sunday for our live reactions.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.